Good day, everyone. This is Paige Estritori for Financial Services Online, bringing you your weekly finance news wrap for Monday, 10th of November, 2025. Never has there been a more critical time to keep in touch with the finance sector. Without further ado, let's get into the headlines making waves in Australia's financial landscape this week. Our first story kicks off on the Australian Securities Exchange. Last Tuesday, the ASX 200 closed at 883.7, a decline of 0.91%. This fall has been attributed to the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to hold the cash rate steady at 3.6%. With initial optimism in the market, RBA Governor Michelle Bullock's concerns regarding potential sustained inflation rates over 3% sparked a swift downturn. The ripple effect was felt across almost all sectors, with utilities, mining, and real estate experiencing downturns. Amidst this climate, City Chic Collective saw an 8.75% rise, going against the grain, while G8 Education had a rough day, with a 13.04% drop in share price. So it's always a mixed bag in these fluctuating times. Moving on to our housing market, we see a familiar story with a twist. The government's 5% deposit scheme for first home buyers has driven a notable surge in housing prices. Just in October, we've seen an increase of 1.1% and a quarterly jump of 2.9%. While this has spurred demand, particularly in the lower to middle market segments, the rising mortgage pressures and potential taxpayer risks if these mortgages default create a concerning undercurrent. That's not all with Australia's property crisis. We are also confronting a record low vacancy rate of 1.4%. Rent prices are escalating significantly, burdening the many while benefiting the few. Complications with construction delays and an unexpectedly booming migration, which stands at a net annual figure of 300,000, are worsening the situation. Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and don't let's forget Adelaide, all are feeling the pinch. Analysts predict the housing shortage could double within 5 years, raising questions about the government's migration management and housing policies. In a fast-paced world, the unpredictable impacts of such decisions can make your head spin. We remain hopeful for more balance and stability in the future that could reinstate Australia's growth trends. Thank you for joining us for this weekly finance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online, where we provide both personal and business loan finance to help navigate these uncertain times. Please visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information. This is Paige Estritori, signing off until next week. Stay safe, Australia, and keep making sense of those cents.